I sing like a that. Like a mockingbird.
Oh.
Hello, my friends. It's Andy coming to you live. Oh, and Hedia.
And Hedia. I'm an afterthought. This is the Andy Falco
Show. Hello, Hedia. When did you get there?
With Hedia.
Oh, hello, my friends. Wow, what a night last night at the school board meeting in Placentia, Yorba Linda.
Yes, you guys were on fire.
Oh, it was so good to see everybody there.
Mama bears. I like the lady who said, you've awoken a lot of mama bears in this room.
And I looked at the lady next to me and said, what about us?
You guys are always bears.
Wait 1 second. But yes, what a magnificent night. I'm sure it will come up here in the devotional. But I do want to make you aware that... as long as the children allow me, we will be doing a wrap up. I'm not sure about we, but me probably. Yeah. We'll be doing a wrap up about last night's school board meeting here in the Placentia Yorba Linda School District at about 7:30 Pacific Standard Time. Should be the time. So look for a scheduled post. You'll see it and make sure and follow and share it out. For last night's school board meeting, we're just now, I think, going over 500 views on last night's school board meeting. So it's very good. People are, nice. There was a sign that said, you have awoken the sleeping giant.
Yes.
And I think that's a really good way of putting it. People who maybe didn't pay attention to school board before are now paying attention because there's a lot wrong with our school.
Well, I think it was, everybody got an email last week that says, your kids will be mandatorily vaccinated. And everyone's like, wait, what? What? They're mandatorily vaccinating my kid? What? How'd that happen?
Yeah, I just moved the mic a little closer to you.
Okay.
We want people to hear every word.
I think they can hear it.
But okay. No, you got to be right here or else you get an echo. All right, my friends, we love you. We're going to be reading from Smith Wigglesworth Devotional. This is the book right here that you are going to want to get yourself a copy of. That way you can follow along like yesterday when we were just swamped and could not get on live yesterday because of so much goodness going on in our life. And Rhett got his blue belt. He got promoted to blue belt.
Congratulations.
How awesome is that? So happy for my son.
And we saw a guy get pepper sprayed. In the local, mind you, we live in Yorba Linda, the land of gracious living, and we were having a small salad outside in the
heart of Yorba Linda,
in the outdoor dining area, and we saw a man smash a windshield with his bare fist
after he got pepper sprayed.
Later, we found out.
Oh.
We just thought he was a nut that was smashing a windshield. Later, we find out he was pepper sprayed, and for what, folks? For yelling at a car that almost hit him going through the parking lot.
Because he was texting and driving.
Yes.
At the same time.
So that's what our society's come to. Land of gracious living, a guy smashes, entirely destroys a windshield after getting pepper sprayed.
I love that's the worst thing that's happened in our little area in probably 2 years.
I mean, it's nutty.
Since the riots of the BLM.
And I couldn't decide which one was worse, the incident itself or his wife just continuing to eat soup and not paying attention to the fact that he's on the floor with the paramedics after being pepper sprayed.
Well, that was a moment for you as a Christian for a divine appointment with her.
Yes,
you walked up to her, asked her how she was doing.
I tried to hug her.
Yeah.
She probably thought I was crazy.
Yeah, did she push you away?
She didn't, but she just had this like coy little smile. And then she looked at my cross on my neck and she's like, oh, I think I understand what's happening here. And she's like, but okay, thank you. Thank you. Good. And I was like, I'm sorry. You woke up today. You didn't expect this to happen to you today.
Yeah, I think she probably needed that hug, whether she knew it or not.
Maybe.
That's kind of like a Pelosi moment. Did you hear what Pelosi said?
No.
Because everybody in America wants this bill, whether they know it or not.
There you go. In other words, you don't know what's good for you.
Yeah, you don't know what's good. I know what's good for you. You don't know what's good for you.
Of course.
All right. We're going to be reading from today's devotional from Smith Wigglesworth. The date for today's devotional is October 13th, of course.
Wow, that matches today's date.
So, wow, you woke up a little bit of... Okay.
I think it's all the carbs, the keto pastries you got me.
All right. The title is Keep Looking to Jesus. The reference is Psalm 91:11. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. To Amen. Keep you in all your ways. Nice. The scripture reading is, interestingly enough, Psalm 91. Smith says in this devotional, I have looked through my Bible and I cannot find where God brings disease and sickness. I know it is the power of God that brings the glory, yet it is the devil and not God at all who brings sickness and disease. Why does he? I know this, Satan is God's whip. And if you don't obey God, God will stand to one side and Satan will devour you. Oof. But God will only allow him to devour so much, as was the case with Job. The Lord told Satan, you may go only so far and no further. Don't touch his life. Why is Satan allowed to bring sickness? It is because we know better than we act. Mm. If we would be true to our convictions and walk according to the light we have been given, God would verify his presence in the midst of us. And we would know the sickness cannot come near our dwelling, or he shall give his angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. That's from Psalm 91, 10 through 11. When Satan can get to your body, he will, if possible, make the pain and the weakness so distracting that it will affect your mind and always bring your mind down to where the pain is. When that takes place, you do not have the same freedom in your spirit to lift up your heart and shout and praise the Lord.
Amen.
The distraction of the pain brings the foundational power, which ought to be full of praise to God, down into the body. And through that, concerning everybody who is afflicted, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. The thought for today, anything that takes me from a position where I am in an attitude of worship, peace, and joy, where I have a consciousness of the presence of God, where there is an inward moving of the powers of God that makes me able to lift myself up and live in the world as though I were not of it, because I am not of it. Anything that dethrones me from the attitude is evil, is satanic, which is a play on the word satanic.
We know better than we act.
I mean, that's your favorite line, I think, in this, right?
It is, because why is Satan allowed to bring sickness? Because we know better than we act. It's not God bringing the sickness. It's not God bringing the misery. He just steps aside. We bring the misery on ourselves.
Dang.
But it's a little empowering. I mean, it just as it is elucidating, it is also empowering. Because if we walk in all of our ways with the Lord, we shall feel that protection. We should feel that, that blanket of grace and power and truth. I don't know. I don't know how you feel, but I know when I'm out of alignment. Like, I literally, I almost make conscious decisions to be out of it. And then when a repercussion happens, I'm like, oh, Jesus, forgive me.
So interesting now that you mention all this, because I'm thinking, and I don't have to bring up COVID.
Okay.
I know that will probably cause the replay of this live stream to go away somewhere. But it's so interesting what you're saying right now, because we believe, probably all of us in this family, which is a large family. I'm not sure about Courtney, but the seven of us, right? There's seven of us. Mm-hmm. Am I losing count? The seven of us, two, and then the five kids, have had COVID.
Mm-hmm. No, Zara hasn't either.
Oh, Zara hasn't? We thought she did at some point.
Nope.
Well, either way, the majority of us have had it.
Yes.
And y'all had sniffles, or you just were a little bit uncomfortable for a little while, like a little bit of a nauseousness, a light flu. But I went down hard.
You had cancer.
And at the time, I was also going to the gym regularly. I was, I don't have diabetes. I'm not necessarily overweight. No. I'm heavier than I probably should be, but I'm not obese. Right. And yet I was taken out, like, and taken to the brink. And as I'm reading this and hearing you, I think that the lesson now, looking back, because I've talked about this before, it was one of the best times of my life, as sure. sick as I was. Now, I've been less sick with things like bronchitis and other forms of the flu, a cold, I've been injured on the job, as a police officer. I've been bit by police dogs where they tore holes in my body. And I was way more miserable for some of the least of the sicknesses and injuries that I had.
Yes.
Like whining all the time, and just really like mad,
yeah,
and angry, and like, why am I don't know how to go through this crap. I mean, even in the past, maybe some hangovers, right? So like, I was not mad at myself for doing it, right? I was mad that I felt the way that I did. This all has a point.
Okay.
Why? And now I see why. Is because at the time that I got COVID, I was on my new path, mm-hmm. on my walk, and realizing that if he chooses to take me, it is what? To live is
Christ.
To die is
gain.
That if I were to die, I would be in heaven. I would be sad that, my kids would not have their father around anymore, but there would be a purpose. There'd be a reason. Yes. God is perfect. If he's going to bring me back, I'm going to be a better person. And here's your opportunity, Andy, for a week to study the Bible, to listen to passages and scripture and being read to me. And it was he wanted me to feel the difference.
And not to look at it like, oh, why are you doing this to me? Like you
yes.
were in the habit of doing.
Yes.
So you could see the wisdom.
Yeah. What
beautiful.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thank you. I've never thought about it in that context before, but this devotional, again, reading devotionals and being in the Word and spending time with you, with the scripture that we have and looking up the trials of Job, what he went through.
Yes.
Me in the hospital for a week with the best of the best, medicines and treatments. He had none of that. He was taken to task and he was like, challenged in his faith through what God allowed the devil to do in his life.
Yes.
And came out of it. I believe,
twofold richer, better. Yeah.
Do you want to talk a little bit about that, about Job, just in case there's somebody that doesn't know that much? I mean, if there's something you would like to speak to as far as Job's concerned.
Well, what part of it would I want to speak to? What he's most famous for is the fact that he was well-loved by the Lord, but yet when Satan came around looking for somebody to torture, basically, God's like, well, have you thought of my servant Job? And basically offered up Job. And I think now when I read this yet again, I see new wisdom on why the Lord would do that, is that later on, knowing that it was going to be a chapter of the Bible, God's word, that he would pass down for generations and generations, for as long as the world is here in this context, mm-hmm. for us to learn from. And I think the lessons contained in Job are so profound. This idea that God does not, he moves aside and allows Satan to have his way in our lives. The fact that Job never sacrificed God, he never cursed God. He cursed the day he was born, but he didn't curse God. And then his interaction with his friends, where his friends were just like, well, you must have done something really horrible that God's doing this to you. Mm-hmm. And he was like, no, you're wrong. So I just think that there's so many powerful lessons about suffering in the book, that it is timeless.
Right. Here in the website, Got Questions, this one paragraph, perhaps the greatest lesson we learn from the book of Job is that God does not have to answer to anyone for what he does or does not do. Job's experience teaches us that we may never know the specific reason of suffering, but we must trust in our sovereign, holy, righteous God. His ways are perfect. Since God's ways are perfect, we can trust that whatever he does and whatever he allows is also perfect. We can't expect to understand God's mind perfectly, as he reminds us, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. I think that the lesson that I learned is how to be okay with this. Because as a man, we want to control everything. right? We want to believe that we are in charge, that we can control things and all that kind of stuff. And there comes a time where you have to just understand that God is so much more powerful, that his ways are not my ways.
You know,
be okay with that. Yes.
I gotta say something.
Yeah.
And I may be totally wrong, but I'm just gonna say it anyways.
Okay.
This paragraph, and when I hear people say this, to me, it's almost like a religious cop-out.
Yeah.
We just can't understand God. So that, like, when people say, why do people suffer? Then everyone's, the common Christian examples, you can't challenge God because God knows and his ways are higher than our ways. Mm. Most often there is an explanation.
Mm.
And he almost inevitably, even though you don't see it right now, he inevitably shows you what that explanation is. I don't know. That's just been my experience. I find children have the hardest with that paragraph. You just have to accept that God is perfect and you just obey. So be quiet. Like, isn't it the way we talk to our children? That's the way they need to think
because
about
I said,
God. Because I said so.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like it doesn't inspire faith when you talk about it that way. I think that God makes it very clear why he does certain things. So take Job, for example. His sons were prone to excess. Job, meaning like they took advantage of all the wealth that the father had made. Mm. Job was proud of all the advances he had made. And he had gotten to the point where he had believed they were all from his own righteousness. And so God challenged him to say, well, you really think it's from your righteousness or is it from my generosity? And took him through that challenge. It didn't last his whole life. He still continued and the wealth was returned to him. But when you reach a certain level with the Lord, he will accept less and less mistakes.
Mm.
Because to whom much is given, much is expected.
Right. Do you think this last paragraph kind of clears up some of what you were saying here? I'm not sure.
No, it actually makes it worse. I think.
Does make it worse.
Our responsibility to God is to obey him, trust him, submit to his will, whether we understand it or not.
And then when we do, we will find God in the midst of our trials.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
That part. Possibly even because of our trials. We will see more clearly the magnificence of our God. And we will say with Job, my ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you.
Okay. It makes much more sense with those next two sentences.
I think that you have to include stuff like that.
Yes.
And again, it kind of goes back to, I don't know if it was yesterday. No, it couldn't have been yesterday because we didn't do anything yesterday. It was a couple of days ago. when as a police officer, you're trained tactics for a reason. We're given a bullet resistant vest. We're given some of the best tools and in training to keep us safe for a reason. If we are Christians and police officers, that doesn't mean because God's with us that we just go in an armed and dangerous situation,
right.
Active shooter situation, and we just walk down the middle of the street and say, okay, I'm coming to arrest you, right?
Right?
We don't do that. Because God has put things in our place so that we can be safe when we're doing it. We still have to use tactics and training.
Absolutely.
In spite of God, he would go, okay, dummy, I'm going to allow
right.
I'm going to allow the devil to because you're being silly.
Right.
And you still need to protect yourself. So I think that's, important. And then if in the case with a Christian who's a police officer, if we still with all that, something happens to us, it's just understanding.
And I think that's why people talk about the role of the church during a pandemic, because in the time of the past, the cholera outbreak or other kinds of very serious flus and the Spanish flu, the church was a bastion of safety. That doesn't mean that some pastors didn't die during that time, because they did.
Right.
But it's a difference between having faith that the Lord has preordained the time for your life
as opposed to, okay, well, I'm just going to go out and party and, you know, have people spit on me and be in close proximity to a bunch of people. It doesn't give you a license to be stupid because my life, you know, the time of my death is preordained.
Right.
There's no reason why God can't speed that up if he's really annoyed with you. It's complex.
Yeah.
Predestination, free will, God's purpose for our lives. All of that's complex.
Yeah. All right. Before we go to the scripture, just remember that we are not only on Facebook, where you may be watching us now, or Twitter, but we're also on YouTube, Twitch, and now Rumble. If you go to Rumble and type in Living Fearless Devotional, you will find our new channel on Rumble, and we go live there too. And then the replays show up a little bit after we go live. So make sure and just remember that. That's another place. And then we are also on the Edify Christian Podcast Network, which we'll be sharing a little video that will show you how to get that app. And that's the audio version of our video that we are doing currently.
Can you do these? I'm sorry, my dad's nurse is calling and he's standing outside the door.
Sure.
Okay. I'll be right back.
All right. Not to worry. The nurse visits every day. Her dad just doesn't sometimes hear the doorbell. All right. We're going to be reading Psalm 91. And I'm reading from the New King James Version. This is the reference, or this is the scripture reading for this particular devotional. Psalm 91 says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In your hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. The young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name, and he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with life long, with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation." Ugh, I love Psalms. Job 2:6 says, "And the Lord said to Satan, behold, he is in your hand, but spare his life." And then the last reference in the devotional is Matthew 11:12. "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force." Now, if you remember from a couple of days ago, we went through that because I was confused as to why there would be violence in the kingdoms of heaven. But it is about the excitement of the believers getting into heaven.
Yes.
It was that they are violent in happiness.
Well, but they're aggressive. Aggressive.
Yes.
They're aggressive in wanting God's blessings, I think is a good way to describe it.
It's kind of like, now I have another reference, and that is the school board meeting last night.
Exactly.
Is that there were so many people there last night.
Angry mama bears.
When those doors open, you like trying to get in, and it's just so many people trying to fit through a door.
It's like a concert, right?
Yeah, and everybody wants a seat, and I'm trying to get my cameras. People are so nice to me. I got to thank anybody that's watching that may have been in a school board meeting that there's a number of people that know that I live stream it. And there are people there was like probably three different people who had saved a seat knowing that I would be there so that I would have a place to work the cameras and all that kind of stuff.
Aww.
And people go, "I got a seat over here for you."
They
if
weren't
you need
pretty
it.
Girls, were they?
You know, we have amazing women here in Yorba Linda. They're all beautiful. Not as beautiful as you.
Oh, okay.
But the women of Yorba Linda, Placentia, the school district, are amazingly beautiful women.
Oh, and so they were like, "Hey, Andy, come sit next to me."
No, even men. Even men. There we go. Oh, dude. He goes, if it wasn't for you, one man came up to me. Actually, two men came up to me and said, you're the guy who live streams this. I'm, you know, so happy to meet you. Or some people go, are you Andy Falco? Are you the one who does the live streaming? If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't know any of this is going on.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really nice. A couple of guys that. Came up.
It's so true. So
I don't mean to be patting myself, but you asked about, you know,
it's that true. People,
but it's so cool. And so the violence is that thing. It's not that we, again, no, I want to make sure that the FBI is not listening to this. It's so we weren't going in there to cause violence. It is the excitement, the pushing and
passion.
A passion to get through. Nobody was angry at each other. We just all were trying to position to get into the place. But it's that same thing. The scripture where they open the roof. Of the where Jesus was friend. To get their friend in, that is another example of what is talked about in the violence and the violent take it by force. Amen. Is that they're doing it because of the passion and love for Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We read Psalm 91. Was there anything that you remember from that that we need to go any further in that?
We, safety we of abiding. Safety in the shelter of the Most High. And the what they fall on one side and then 10,000, one falls on your left side and 10,000 may fall on your right.
Yeah.
That shall not harm you.
Yeah.
I love that. I mean, people read Psalm 91 over themselves and their children very regularly. It's considered to be one of the important passages of protection. You remember when we broadcast on the Andy Falco show often, Carol says Psalm 91, she just writes it as a, what she does to, as a prayer for protection.
Hey, Rosemary. Rosemary's been a friend of mine for a very long time on Facebook.
Oh, nice. Wise man.
Yes.
She must be referring to you.
Yeah. Aww. Who else would be she be referring to?
Not me, of course.
Other than God. Jesus.
Or Job.
Hey, Job.
I don't know.
I'm like fifth. I want to ask you, as I was reading, as we were reading about Job, is being a former Muslim for the decades you were, I'm sorry, the couple years you were.
Decades of my life.
Decades of being Muslim. Is Job given as an example of what will happen to you if you upset God? No.
No. And that's actually interesting to me because I don't remember the story of Job growing up.
Oh, really?
Most of the prophets are mentioned in the Quran or in the traditions. But I do not recall Job being mentioned.
Wow. You would think being as angry of a God as they follow.
Right? That they would have followed him. Yeah, they would have highlighted him.
Yeah. Look what happened to Job. This is going to happen to you.
Right? You would think.
I wonder why.
I don't know. And some of the stories of all the prophets, I mean, some of the stories of some of the prophets are actually quite wrong. Mm. They articulate them Muhammad stole a lot of his material from Jesus, from the Bible. Of course, he didn't tell people that that's what it was. Even the expression, Salam Alaikum, peace be unto you, Jesus said, peace be unto you first. Mm. So a lot of the, even the doctrines come from Jesus, but Muhammad never said that.
It's counterfeit.
It's counterfeit. Mm. But we don't know, but I don't remember Job. Mm.
We have somebody else that counterfeits, and he happens to be in that place over in Washington, D.C. He's known for plagiarism. Yeah.
Oh, plagiarism. Yeah. Right. Yes. I thought you meant like counterfeiting coins and money. And I was like, really?
It shouldn't have been the warning of the dude.
Of the character.
Yeah. The other thing today that I heard that just made me laugh is that, you know, we have this supply chain issue going on. We have 60 ships right outside. We can see them from our balcony.
Do you know what I paid for a scoop of ice cream yesterday?
How much?
$7.80.
A scoop?
A single scoop. I literally wanted to hand it back to the guy and be like, I don't want an $8 scoop of ice cream. I don't. But it was too late.
What's in there? Wait, was there
chocolate?
Is there diamonds?
No, not even any diamonds.
But 60 ships just for Long Beach, trying to get into Long Beach. And they've been anchored out there for weeks, months. What's happening? Right. But what I heard today that made me laugh is Jen Psaki from yesterday's press briefing said that, referring to Joe, he's been working on this since he came in. He's been busy working on this day and night.
To open the port?
To fix the problem. It's been getting worse. And I go, you know what? Jen Psaki said something I actually believe. I do believe Joe has been working on this. Why not booted edge? What about him? He's in charge of it.
Why can't they do it like Chick-fil-A?
Why can't they send guys out there in speedboats with a clipboard to clear them while they're out there in the ocean?
Because that would make sense. Then they would have nothing to hold against us to say, see, you guys need our welfare. I mean, this is all about turning us into a welfare state, like making it difficult for things, making things expensive, and then bailing and then saying, you know, we're the only hope you have. If you just vote for us and we will give you free money, we will pay you not to work. We will destroy the gas industry, which they're trying to do. And you're going to have to take on all these electric vehicles that nobody can afford. And the only place that we really get batteries from is from China. They're the one who supplies them. And so it's going to export more jobs, more business, more money overseas. Sorry, we got on a whole Andy Falco show.
Yeah, Andy starts to rant and stuff. These subjects are very sensitive.
But it had to do with counterfeiting. I mean, this is the trouble you get into when you follow somebody that is a counterfeiter. When is they're in
ethical standards.
Yes, just lack of ethical standards, right? Their morals are just gone. Well,
that's what
gone.
They said about our president that we liked.
He had, again, who had worse morals than Paul prior to becoming a guy that actually, you know, had good policies for godly people? What did he do?
I'm sorry.
Paul?
Who? Saul. When he was Saul. Yes.
Trump was not that great in the beginning. But as he became president, it's a completely different man. He wasn't doing the things he was doing when he was young, when he was a young billionaire, millionaire, who had women throwing themselves at his feet.
True.
Right? He's now been with the same woman for a long period of time. He's now a different man. And he was doing a great job with our country. Yes. The Abraham Accords. You know, we never had peace in the Middle East during that until he was around. I can go on. The list is long.
It's okay, love.
This is my second, my triple latte from a great place, Golden State in Placentia. Those of you that are watching from the area, go to Golden State Coffee in Placentia. It's there on Santa Fe. Right between a bunch of Mexican restaurants. Like you wouldn't know it was there. It's like it's so strange. Yeah, Mexican restaurant, there's like six Mexican
and
restaurants.
And a cool brewery.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Coffee brewery.
And a sushi.
Is that also called breweries? A coffee place called breweries? Or is that only for beer?
Well, they got cold brews now for coffee.
Does it say brewery on it? Roasters.
There you go. All right.
Rosemary says, we're in our Job period, and perhaps that's a key, Job for our trials. Mm. Amen. So true.
Yeah, absolutely. What I do...
let me follow that analogy.
When in trial, reading Job has oddly allowed me to settle in.
Well, here's the thing, and this is, I'm going to follow this analogy Rosemary, is people think... How can this be happening to us? Why is this country being destroyed? Like, why would God let it be destroyed? But when you think about it, we did this to this country in the sense that we created conditions that allowed these things to start happening.
Right.
And for those that cry out to the Lord, you know, if my servants would just fall to their knees and cry out to me, I would save them. So throughout time, the Lord has said that. Yep. We need to turn and repent. How many of us does it take? Who knows? But he may grant us respite. But yeah. Job is a great example of, you know, you think you're doing everything right, and then the Lord sends a huge series of trials, and you're put to the test.
And remember, bad things don't always happen because of something we have done. Bad things are happening because what we have not done. We've not paid attention.
Oh, what other bad people have done.
Yes, but we as conservative Christians or conservatives in our neighborhood have just allowed this to happen. We were silent.
Yes.
You know, we know for sure that maybe two people showed up at the school board meetings prior to the last couple months, several months that we've been there.
Right.
That they're just so used to just like saying, oh, this, you know, we have $40,000 we're going to spend on this thing. But yeah, what's in it? It doesn't really matter. What does it say? The title of it? I mean, kind of like the bill names, right? The life-saving of America bill. And in fact, it's like just how to spend money on nothing and just horrible things. Yes. I was trying to not use a bad word. Right? It's like they give them these nice titles. Like, this is a great, the teaching that will change lives of children all over the planet. And it has all kinds of CRT and pornographic sex education stuff in it. And nobody read it. And there's proof of that last night when the vice president of the school board was asked, well, did you know when you voted to have this critical race theory or this ethnic studies thing in, did you know that all the CRT stuff was in there? And she goes, no, we just approved it. As if she was kind of like not saying it's not my fault. No, it is your fault because you didn't read it. Right. And so that's exactly what happened. It has to do with just our inaction, which has caused a lot of this to happen. So now we're taking action so that we can stop all this stuff. So that was my point. You're looking, give me that look again.
I'm sorry. I lost consciousness there for a minute. I got it.
Oh my gosh.
I have a very short attention span. Other than Sundays of the pastor, and occasionally that's difficult too. But I just have a short attention span. I start to daydream and drift off.
I used to work for a lieutenant who was a watch commander, and every so often I'd go in there with, you know, a complaint or a beef or something like that, and I'd sit down and I'd start talking, and he looked this the very same way. He's like, where are you looking right now? Like, he's sitting behind his desk, like, okay, I'm not done yet. Did you hear a word I said? He goes, what'd you say? You gotta be kidding me. Oh, that same look.
Well, yeah. I tell you it's based on my career, because I told you in DC, we say if you can't get your point out in 90 seconds, you've lost your audience. So we all got very short attention spans.
Rosemary's paying attention.
Yes.
She says here, and faith through the trials. Amen. And then as an educator, keep live streaming the BOE Board of Education meetings.
Yes.
Yes. I plan on doing that. My son asked me, he goes, why are you going to these school board meetings? I go, for you.
Right.
You ungrateful kid. No, I didn't say that. I said, for you, because we have things that are going on in our schools that we need to make sure and protect you from. So that's why we go to the school board meetings and fight for them. They may not that, you know, again, they're in a position of they just are assuming that what they're being taught is OK, that a bunch of adults okayed it. So it must be OK.
Right.
And so there's a little bit of lack of it. But, you know, my kids know what's going on. I'm just wondering why I had to go and was not able to pick him up at lacrosse. They love it, you know, when we pick him up, when we are part of their life. They're getting used to it. Like, it's spoiled, such a switch, right?
Yeah.
Such a switch.
I'm noticing that all the creature comforts they've gotten used to.
Yeah. So I had a friend of mine pick him up last night. He goes, why is he picking me up and not you? Like, I go, dude, you're 15 years old. Like, what? It's not like you're two. Like, who's the stranger?
Stranger danger.
I go, I don't know. I just saw this guy. It was the guy that hit the car and kicked it and broke the windshield. I asked if he could pick you up. I said, no. I know Rob.
You go to church with Rob.
Yeah, I go to church with Rob. He was your Boy Scout leader or Cub Scout leader. And we do a Saturday men's Bible study together. I know Rob. He's okay. All right. That's it. Anything else? I mean, I said that's it. And then I asked you, is there anything else? Anything else? You got a lot going. Your phone's blowing up.
Well, because my father's ill.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that. Keep my father in your prayers.
Yeah.
So between the nurses and the echocardiogram and the movers, I'm a responsible daughter.
Yes, you are. Okay, real quick before we leave, I want to let you know how to get the Edify app on your phone and how to find our show. And you're going to find directions on our ad right now.
This podcast is part of the Edify Podcast Network. Edify is a faith-inspiring app that brings together thousands of the best Christian podcasts in one place for your listening enjoyment. Cut through the noise and grow your faith by diving into the world's top Christian podcasts today. Download the Edify app for free from the App Store or Google Play, or by going to edify.app. That's EDIFI.app. EDIFI.app.
All right. One last thing before we sign off. Again, we're on Rumble, so make sure and go to Rumble. The reason I keep reminding you of that is because we quite possibly could be taken off all these other platforms very quickly.
Not Edify.
Not Edify and not Rumble. So Edify is an audible only podcast. Rumble is the video version of the very same devotional. So make sure and go there. And I'm encouraging people to go to California Parent Allegiance.
Alliance.
Sorry. Why did I do that? I had practiced it.
You always do.
I had practiced it.
Aww.
Let me try this again. CaliforniaParentAlliance.org. CaliforniaParentAlliance.org. Not ready to make any announcements yet, but you just want to go there. Either way, it's a great website to go to for resources about how to fight against CRT, how to fight against the...
There's forms for the vaccine exemption.
For the vaccine, yes. And the sex education, if you know, they're going into a very disgusting way of teaching sex education, they have some actions that you can take in regard to that. So go to the CaliforniaParentAlliance.org. Go there and you're going to find many resources for you. And again, in the future, we may have some announcement about what's happening here in Orange County in regard to the California Parent Alliance. I almost did it again. I made a combine the two. There's that look again. All right, my friends. Rosemary says, thank you, Rosemary.
Thank you, Rosemary.
For your Hedia's dad and all the family. Thank you so much, Rosemary. And we love you guys. Keep fighting. And remember, later on this evening, I'll be doing a wrap-up show in regard to the Placentia Blinda School District meeting last night. We'll be talking about what happened once my cameras shut off because I didn't have enough power. All right. Take care. We love you.
God bless.
God bless.